So this is the way Rabbi Lezi answered it. So Gemara says now the Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say though, they argue. The Chachamim argue on these three halachas of Rabbi Lezi. And they say, Chola, lo yitzru the animal, the soil azoza become sick, avader makibu aksefoy. You're allowed to carry it on your shoulders and carry it outside to the midrash. Like we brought down the pasuk before, iti afilu b'shabbos, that you're allowed to carry it even on Shabbos. Vayta chola m'shalchay, let's say the person you're sending it to, is sending it with, he gets sick, is yishalchenu b'yad acher. Avada, somebody else could also take it. That we dash an iti, ye mizuman, he has to be appointed before Yom Kippur, that's lechatchila, lemitzvah, you're supposed to do it that way. But if that person got sick and he can't do it now, avad, he could have somebody else do it. With a third shayla, the Chum say, what about dochvoin for loy meis? Let's say you pushed it off the cliff, and you see it now on the floor, and it's not dead. What's the lochum? And the chanami. Yorad achav yimisenu. The lochum is, you person, you have to go down the cliff yourself, and make sure you kill it there. In other words, you have the din of the mitzvah of this soil lazozli, it has to die. It's not enough just pushing it off the cliff, but the mamash has to die. Right. And now another shayla, the Yisra Blezer. Shalom Yisra Blezer, these people, Tamidim Yisra Blezer. Ploini mal yolam abur. What's the loch of this person? Does he have yolam abur? So Rashi learns the question is, al odom echod, shalu, mal maisa b'yanecha. They asked about a certain person, do you hold he's a tzaddik or not? Is he going to have yolam abur? The yesh person, some say, al shloime ben dobe shalu. They asked the question about Shloime HaMelech. What do you hold about Shloime HaMelech? Is he going to have yolam abur or not? Is Omar Lois of Lezi answered back, Lois Shaltini, don't answer me, Ela Ploini, Ela only on somebody else. So Rashi explains, Ela Ploini means, Shema al Avsholem Shaltuni, maybe he's asking me about Avsholem. In other words, for sure Avsholem doesn't have Elam Abor. That's the way he answered him back. Rashi Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns, Ploini Maal Elam Abor, Pirishrach Avsholem, Shabor al Pilagshoi, Ovid, Maal Elam Abor. What's the pshat from a plegish? Is she b'loy tzuba or b'loy kedushin? Hochem in of Sanhedrin? Oiloi? So Shiloh was, he was b'loy plegish aviv. Is he chayiv misa like, was he, does he lose zoylem abor or not? That was the Shiloh. And some say, yesh beforshim sheshlu ha-shloimai. They asked the question about shloimai melech. That misriel like Rabbi Yonison, the Yomar, koloimai shloimai chotu enim alatoya. Now, is the shloimai didn't do a chet. Shenemar, Lohoy Lavov Sholem, Kilavav David Ovid, who the Lohoya, of the Mechta Nam Lohoyachota, that Shlomo Melech, even though he listens to all his wives, and the Pasuk says at the end, Mashmi Mamash did avoid the Zorah, but we don't hold he really did avoid the Zorah. It just means he wasn't Moich, he didn't stop his wife, but his lave wasn't like Sholem, like his father. Reinachnam, he himself didn't do a chet. So that's the Shiloh, is Shlomo Melech, Zoich Lol Maboronat. And the answer was, yes, he was. Just Avshalom was not. Weiter. Ma'al ha'atzel roya kivso minari. What's the loch of the roya, the one, the shepherd, can he save a lamb from an ari? If a lion is coming to attack the lamb, and you're the pasture, you're the shepherd, do you have to save it? The Chur Pashim is, you have to be Moise Nefesh or not. Omar Lehem, he answered back, Loi Shatuni, don't ask me such a question. Elo al Kafso, Ma'al ha'atzel ha'roya min ha'ri. Ask the other way around. Elo al Kafso, what about the she, or she lamb? Could the roya, the shepherd, have to save him? That was the question. So Taisus says that Shiloh was, Ma'al ha'atzel kafso min ha'ri, Kleimar, Ba'sheva, Miyad David. When David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba, do you hold it was an aver or not? Do you hold that kol ha'yotzei lo mechemes beis David yet krisis kosel ishtoi, samele didn't do a chet, or you hold it did do a chet? That was the shayla. Omar Lehem, he answered him back, Omar Lehem, lo shatunu el ha'kafsa, only ask me a question about a kafsa. Now, that's what gives me. Don't ask me a question about a she elim. Ma lahatzel ha'roya min ari. What about if the cat, if the lion is coming after the shepherd, are you allowed to save him? Omalem, he answered back, Loi Shaltuni, don't ask me this question. Ella ala roya. Only ask me about the roya himself. So it gets exactly what these questions are. We don't know exactly what these questions are. Please also says other pshatim here. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi learns Poshid. Can you save him from the Riyanat? Baita. Mamzer Maulirish. If you have a Mamzer, what's the loch? Is he Yashin his father or not? Maul Yibum. Let's say does he have a din Yibum. By his brother, if his brother dies without children, does he have to be Yavim his brother's wife? Maul lost it as Beisai. This man has there after the Churban Abayis. Are you allowed to make Sid Beisain? Are you allowed to put the line on the bottom of your house? Notice Mishum Churban Abayis, we hold it Tzosser. He's also Zechel, the Tsar of the Churban Abayis. You're not supposed to put Sid, pure white lime, on your house. Mao lost it as Kivroi. Who would do it by the Beisak Forus? Are you allowed to put the Sid on the Beisak Forus? This were the questions he asked, and even the answer them. So Gemara says, Loim Mifnei Shefligum B'dvorim. The reason why he went to talk about something else wasn't really, that was the nature, that he asked me a question, I don't answer you. But the pshat was, he never answered anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So this thing, even though he knew what Rashi says, but since he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say out exactly what the locher is. Tamar says now, Shoalo Isha Chachoma. A smart lady once asked Esra Blez a question. That Miyachas Shemaisu Egel, Shovim, by the Chet of the Egel, Klaiso did come out in Israel of Avodah Zorah, therefore the Chayiv Misa. So the Chura, everybody did the Chet Egel equally. Is with Neymarai Misos and Shovim. How come we find out there were three different categories how they got their own the punishment from the Chet Egel? Some got Mamish, the Rashi says. Shalosh Mises, Misa Saif, some got killed with the sword. Simu Ish Harboy, it says go and take your sword and kill one another. Then the Pasuk says, V'igov Hashem Mesom, and then there was a Magefa, and then there was Mises Hadroikin. They say, V'izop Nehemiah Moshe was bathing them with the water, and they drank the water, and they gave them Hadroikin. So there were three different types of Mises Klai Yisrael got. Why? L'chura, there was one Aveira of the Chet of the Eagle. So why do they have three different types of ancient? Is Omalor Reblezer didn't answer and just said, Ein Choch Molisha. Like an Isha, don't ask us questions, Elo B'plach. The Iku, what an Isha is supposed to do, is weave. Go with a plach. V'cheinu Oim, the Postik says, V'chol Isha Choch Maslei B'yod Etovui. That the Chochma, the smart, the seven Isha, she could weave. Because he didn't want to answer her either on this question. But Itma Rav Levi. We have a terrace from Rav and Levi. That Chad Alma once said like this, the Chilik is. Why were there three different types of ancient? That it depends how bad of an Avera they did. Zivuch v'kitter, if somebody, mamish, worshipped the Egel, he made a zevach, he shechted the carbon for it, or the kitter, he burnt the carbon for it, v'sayif. That's an avoid of zoram, that your mamish chayiv misa, you get sayif. Gofa v'nishuk, let's say somebody just kissed the Egel, he didn't mamish make a kitter, he didn't shecht it. He didn't shech the carbon to the Egel. He only kissed the Egel, then b'misa. He's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. What about samach b'liboy? He didn't even kiss the Egel. Stam in his heart, he felt happy for what he did for the Egel. That's Badroikin. For that, he got the misa Badroikin. So the kids here, there were three different types of Averis Klal Yisrael did. By the Chet Egel, that's why they got back three different types of ancient. And Rashi says, Zivuch v'kitur, hein avoydis, shechayav maleim l'avoydizor misa. If somebody worships an avoydizor like this, he shechts to an avoydizor with chayav misa. Kiret nan, v'yav misas, shein beskila. Even though really, yoni chayav skila. V'kan besayit, how come here they got killed with a sword? Sha'adayin lo nispar sholem arba misas bezdin. Because the Torah wasn't given yet to be mechadash talochas of dala misas bezdin yet. V'nidoyno b'misas b'nei noyach. And they only had the chiyav as b'nei noyach. She called Misosim Besayif. A Ben Noyach doesn't have very, the Chiv Miso is Besayif with the sword. Can I mean it was in Hedrin? That's why the people that Mamish worshipped the Egel with the Korban and with the Akhtarah they burnt to them, they had a Chiv Miso, they got Besayif. Gif of an Ishok, ain't Ben Mises Bezin. If you just kiss the Avodah Zorah, you kiss the Egel, you're not Chayiv Miso, because now you have a Mises. And the B'dei Shemayim, you have a Din of Miso, B'dei Shemayim. That's why it was Nidoyne B'Mageifa. That's why the Mageifa, the plague came and killed them out. That was called the Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the last one, the people that just were happy in their hearts, they got this Misa of Duchte Droikin. That's one Terence. Another Terence is V'chad Amar, Edim V'yasro. If there were Edim, the two people saw you worship the Egel. And they gave you Asro, they warned you not to, Besayif. Then Yamamish Chayiv Misa B'dei Yodam, they killed you, Shevet Levi killed them out with their swords. Edim blo yasro. Let's say Edim saw this yid worship the eagle, but he didn't warn them. Then b'misa, that's misa b'dei shemayim, and for that they got the megaphone. Lo yedim v'lo yasro, there was no edim there. So then badroikin. Then they got the misa only that Moshe was biting them and made them drink the water. After he burnt the eagle, he put the ashes into the water and he was biting them like a seitan. Whoever drank it got killed duch that droikin. Omer Rav Yehuda, shiftoi shalevi loy over avoriz kachovim. The whole shevet Levi did not do worship the avoriz zora of the eagle. Shenem Raposik says, Vayamid Moshe b'shara machne. And it says at the end, come to me, and the whole Shevet Levi came to him. So nobody from Shevet Levi was Oivid the eagle. Yosef Ravino comes, Ravino sat down and said over, Lo Shemaitre, he said over this halacha, that what, that nobody from Shevet Levi worshipped the eagle. Eisvei have a kasher on you. Eisvei b'nei Rapapa, bar Abba, le Ravino. So the b'nei Rapapa, bar Abba, is the kasher to Ravino. The Pasuk says, so who the Pasuk says that a shvach on the B'nai Levi, that they didn't look at their own parents and they killed them out. So mashma that a Levi did almost kill out his own father. Mashma, the father of the Levi worshipped the eagle. So mashma, the Shevet Levi Gufon, some of them worshipped the eagle, some of them did not. And the people that did not worship the eagle, they went to kill out their parents that worshipped the eagle. So it's mashma that the Aviv Imai did worship the eagle. So mashma some chelik of Bnei Levi worshipped the eagle, not like you're saying. So Meretz says no. Aviv, what does it mean? Haimel Aviv Limala Risiv. Aviv means Avi Imai. It means your shver, your father-in-law. It doesn't mean your own father. It means your wife's, your Avi Imai mi Yisrael. And that means your mother. It means your mother's father. Not your father. It means your mother's father. In other words, your mother's father, that's your grandfather. But your grandfather, not that was a Levi, your grandfather that was a Yisrael, him you killed out. Achiv, the Pasuk says, Amo, you killed out your brother. It doesn't mean mamash, your brother that was a Levi. It means Achiv Me'imai. It means you had a brother from the same mother, but from different fathers. So your brother was not a Levi. Your brother was a Yisrael, he did the chet. Mi Yisrael. Banav, what do you mean you killed out your own children? It means B'nei Bitoi Mi Yisrael. It means your own daughter that was married to Yisrael. So that son also does not have a shame Levi on him. He's called the Yisrael. So the Kitzur is good that nobody from Shevet Levi worshipped the eagle. Only the Yisraelim. And the Leviim killed out the Shevet Yisrael, but nobody from Shevet Levi was killed out. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says, Vekevesh Osuloi. They made a special bridge for this person to carry out or to walk with Lazozel outside to the Midbar. Omer Rava Bar Vachona, Loi Bavav Loyim Hoyu. The people really weren't from Bavel. These people that used to chepezech and pull out the person's hair and say, get moving. Elo Alexandroyim Hoyu. The rather they came from a triumph from Alexandria. They came from. Umitoich Shesoinim Es Bavloyim. But since the people in Eretz Yisrael used to hate the people living in Bavel, Hoyu Kurin Oisin Ashmon. Anybody that did any violence, then they used to call them Bavloyim. So that's why they called them Bavloyim, even though really it wasn't people from Bavel used to pull out of there. They're people from Alexandroyim, but they called them Bavloyim. Moses Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Loi Bavloyim Hoy El Alexandroyim Hoy. Omola Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Tanuach Daitzcho Shenachti is Daiti. Like Yashkoyach, you made me a tease, you softened me. Because Rabbi Yosef himself was from Bavel. So first he heard over, like you're saying bad things about my people. You're saying my people are the people that pull out the guy's hair. So he felt very bad. Then they told him, no, you should know it wasn't Bavloyim that would do it. It was Alexandroyim that were doing it. So then it didn't bother him so much. Even though you see the word they didn't like the Bavloyim, but as long as the Bavloyim, the people, they themselves didn't do anything wrong, it didn't bother him so much. It's still a title, he made me feel at rest. Vayta told would say, what were you afraid? What did these bad people do? They used to pull out the guy's hair and say, get moving. Tana, they said like this, Ma Shoye Tefiri, why are you leaving over, taking your time with this goat? Dein V'choyvi Doris Agiyin. This goat, this series of Lazozel, is carrying all the Choyvis, all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. So get rid of it fast. Go faster, move, and take it out to the Midbar and kill it fast. That's what these people, bad people, used to say. So because of that, you used to have a special like bridge that the person would be able to walk with Lazozel above the people that they couldn't touch him. But Mishnah says, Miyakiru Yushalayim, the Choshev people of Yushalayim, Hoyu Malavin Oisai, used to be Malavin, used to walk with him. Like we say now, the person that would take the Lazozel and walk outside the Azorah, outside Yerushalayim, and Mamash way into the Midbar, and there in the Midbar, on top of a cliff, he would throw him off. So the Choshevah people, the Makir Yerushalayim, used to be Malava, walk with this person, Oisai Ad Sukkah Rishayna, up until the first Sukkah, the first Hut. So Rashi says, Makir Yerushalayim, Mechashuv Yerushalayim, the Choshevah people of Yerushalayim, Ad Sukkah Rishayna, Sukkah is also Lei Baderach. They had huts all along the road until they got to Tzoyt to the Midbar. Baderach. Obenayadim Hochim Logresham. Lefnayam Gipurim. And there used to be people living in all of these huts. We'll soon see how many huts, how many sukkahs they had on the way. Shemalav Noisim Sukkah Sukkah. In order that people should be allowed to walk with him from one sukkah to another sukkah. Because Azahi walked, we'll soon see, one man Yama Yud Beis Mil. So you're not allowed to walk so far on Yom Kippur. We hold there's Nisr Arab, there's Nisr Hoitzor, there's Nisr Tchum on Yom Kippur. I call upon him with the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to walk more than Apayim Amma. So therefore, they used to make one sukkah to another sukkah, that the people living in this sukkah would walk to the next sukkah, Apayim Amma, and then the people from the next sukkah would walk further. So there's always sukkahs, always huts along the road, and people living in them, could add that each time these people living here could walk with the person to the next sukkah. Yeah. Now, Esther Sukkos Mishlaim V'Yatzoik. There were 10 huts, 10 sukkos from outside Yerushalayim up until this site, to this cliff that they threw him over. Tishim Ris. It was 90 ris in between. Shivu Machzal Chol Mil. Every ris has 7.5 mil. Rashi Tishim Ris. Hoyim Yerushalayim V'Yatzoik. Har Gevoye. Soik means a high cliff. V'Zokov like a cliff. Hidarmina Bava Messiah. Also, the roishay tsukin v'nofla goes on top of the cliff and falls off. Now, shivu machzoris l'chol mil. There are 7.5 ris for each mil. So, harei l'tishim ris yud beis mil. For this 90 ris, you know how far it is? It's yud beis mil because 7.5 risim make up 1 mil. So, mela comes out to be 12 mil. Sehein yud aleph masois. They made 11 different trips. Meyushlayim. How do you have it? Meyushlayim l'sukah rishayna. That's Ma'asechad. They left Yerushalayim and went to the first Sukkah. Omei Sukkah L'Sukkah. Ad Yud Sukkis. Tes Masois. Hare Yud Masois. It was a 9, 10. Omei Sukkah Achroin L'Tzuk Ma'asechad. And from the last Sukkah until they reached Sukk, that was another Masam. Hare L'Chol Masam Masam Mil. Each one had only 1 mil. Chutz Me'echad. Chutz from one of them, Shemehem Chiesh Boy Beis Milin. That one Masa, one moving, had Yud Beis Mil. Now, Hainu Diktoni, that's what the Mishnah soon says, Omalava Noisim Misukkah L'Sukkah, Shamilhu Tchum Shabbos. From one Sukkah to another Sukkah is only a mil. A mil is Alpayim Amma, that's the Tchum Shabbos. That's how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Chutz Miyachron, only the last Sukkah you're not allowed to walk. Why? Shurochit Beis Milin. From the last hut until they got to Tzoyk was 2 mil apart. Now, 2 mil is 2 times Alpayim Amma. So the people living in that last sukkah could only walk Alpayim Amma 1 mil. The last mil, only this person had to walk himself. The people had to wait there and just watch the way he went to Tzoyk. But they couldn't walk along with him. Because the last one was 2 mil, that was outside the Tchum Shabbos for them. That's in the Mishnah. Tishim Ris, Shivu Machz L'Chol Mil. 7.5 risim make up 1 mil. Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah Oymrim Loi. When this person passed by each sukkah, they would tell him, Hare Mozon Vare Mayim. Yishno, we have food and we have water for you. Now, even though it's Yom Kippur, he's not supposed to eat. So Gemara says, though, it's Eimed Doimim Mishre Pas Pasalai. As if to say, the guy must be starving. And the guy has a hard walk. He has to walk a far away place from Yom Kippur. So maybe he'll start to faint. So we tell the guy, Yishno, really, really, we have food for you. So if you're going to faint, don't worry. We'll give you food. So that will give the person courage to go weiter. If a person knows he has food to eat, he'll last a little bit longer. So he used to help him along to tell him, you should know, if you're that fainting, really we have food for you. So that would give him courage to go weiter. From one sukkah, the people living in this sukkah used to walk with him until the next sukkah. Because one sukkah was only 1 mil away one from another, which is Alpayim Amma, which that's how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Chutz Meyachron Shabem, excluding the last trip, which was from the last sukkah until Tzoyk. Sheina Makiyi Moila Tzoyk. Because that last trip was 2 mil. 2 mil is twice the Alpayim Amma, twice the Tchum Shabbos. So therefore, Eloi Med Merochik. These people in the last sukkah, true, walked with him 1 mil Alpayim Amma. And they stood there. And from there they used to watch Es Maisav. Mahoyu Oisa. They used to watch him from this last mill. They used to watch this person the way he was walking with Lazozel up until the Tzoik. Now, when this person got to Lazozel to the top of the cliff, Choylik Loshen Sozoris, he used to divide in half the string of red wool that he had. Chetzi of Kosher the seller, half of it he would tie onto a stone on top of the cliff. Vechetzi of Kosher Ben Shtekranov, and half of it he would tie in between the two horns of the goat. Vedoch Val Yachurov, then he would push off this goat backwards. Yeah, for whom is Galgol Vyurid, and this goat would mamish roll down. Vyurid, for Loyhoya Magia Lachatzi Har. Like the command never happened that the goat only reached halfway down at Shinase Vormevorum. The little bones were broken. In other words, for sure, like we had before, Reb Lezi into the back, it always died. Like when you push down the soil over the cliff, it always died. Bo v'yoshev loy tacha sukkah achreina achetechsha. Now this person walked back to the last sukkah, and there he stood till after Yom Kippur, and that's when he came home. U'meyei mesai metana begodim. Now the loch is the person that walks with the Sarah Lazozel, his clothing becomes tummy. The Torah says he's tummy, and the clothing he's wearing is also tummy. At what point does his clothing become tummy? That's what the Tanakhama says. As soon as you walk with the Sarah Lazozel outside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's when you become tummy, you and your clothing. Rabbi Shimon Imano, Mishas Tchios Latzoik. Your clothing are not tummy until mamish you push the sawyer off the cliff. But up until you push him off, you don't have the tumah. That's what the Torah says, your tummy, the Xeris HaKosuv is only later when you push him off the cliff. The Rashi says, Yechsev Yamashaleach Es HaSoyer Yichavis Begodiv. The one that pushes off the sawyer has to wash his begodiv, and his begodiv becomes tummy. Tana Rabbanan, we'll go to the price like this. Es HaSukais Ushnei Mosa Milam Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's try now Mishnah. Also, that there were 10 sukkahs, 10 huts in between, and really you had to go Yud Beis Mil. So from the last hut until Tzoik, that was 2 mil. Rabbi Yehudu Raimano, Tisha Sukkahs. It was only 9 sukkahs. The Asara Milam. And the journey was only 9 mil till you got to Tzoik. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Chomei Sukkahs. There were only 5 sukkahs in between. The Asara Milam Hoyu. And there were 10, and there were 10 milin to go. So who the kasher is, if you only have 5, so there has to be 2 milin in between one and the other. So how could the people walk from one sukkah to another sukkah? If a tchum Shabbos is 1 mil, they can't walk 2 mil. So how could you have only 5 sukkahs if in between one sukkah and another sukkah is 2 mil? That's more than the tchum Shabbos. So how could it be malava? The teretz is, the kula mayidei erev. Hoyu, yeah. They made an Erev Tchumim. So now the people living in this sukkah, some of them made an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos outside Apayim Amma that let them walk another Apayim Amma. So the kids said they were able to walk 2 mil. So now from this sukkah they could walk to the next sukkah. So they're able to reach there. Omer Reb Yossi, Sachli Elozer B'ni. Elozer B'ni told me, Al Yidei Erev, he said, you know what, if you want to make this Eitzah of using an Erev, Yecholni lasas afilu shtei sukkis. I can make it there just with 2 sukkis. All you have to have is just 2 sukkis in the road. V'yesa milin, and you can have mamasha. The journey could be 10 mil. You have to walk from Yerushalayim to the Tzoik, and you can make it with only 2 sukkis. How do you have that? Because like this, he says, the people living in Yerushalayim itself, they could make an erev tchumim alpayimam outside Yerushalayim. So I said they're allowed to walk right now. 2 amis out, they can walk now 2 mil outside, right? Now this first sukkah is going to be 4 mil away, because the people living in that sukkah before Yom Kippur makes an Erev Tchumim backwards. So they, Lamaisa and Yom Kippur, can walk 2 mil backwards. So the people from Yerushalayim will walk within the first 2 mil, then the people from that sukkah with their Erev Tchumim will walk here, these 2 mil, and walk with him another 2 mil to that first sukkah. So the kids of one sukkah you get 4, then another one, you get another 4. That's 8. And the last 2, Enichnami, they can't walk the last one. Nothing can go so far. But I call upon him, with 2 sukkis, I can get you to walk so far. If you want to do it that way. So it says, Kaman oz lohod de tana. Who's the God that we learn? Chutz miyachron shebhen. That that they used to walk with this person unless until the last journey. From the last sukkah till the tzayt, they couldn't walk with him. That the Meir Shita was, the journey was 12 mil, and Yoni had 10 sukkahs in between, and each one was 1 mil apart. So the last journey was 2 mil. So without any special Erev Tchumim, that last journey you can't walk more than 1 mil. So the last mil, the person had to walk himself. Nobody could walk with him. So that goes according to Meir Shita, that holds there were only 10 sukkahs, and there was 12 mil in between, so the last 2 mil, 1 mil they could walk with him, but the last mil he had to walk himself. Right. I'll call sukkah the sukkah, I'm loy. Hare mozav re mayim. We used to tell the person, you should know there's food and there's water here. Tana. The Brisa says, ma'ulam lehutzra chodim lakach. It never happened that this person walking with the Azazel had to eat and drink tak on Yom Kippur. Ella, well, so what do we do it for? Shayna doima, mi shiesh le pas besaloi, le mi shayna le pas besaloi. Like, it's much easier for you. If you know that there is food, so then you'll make yourself strength, you'll be able to go. The person thinks he's dying, they have no food, so if mere fact you don't know you have food, makes you much weaker, much thirstier, and much hungry. But if you know there's food ready for you, you'll get mukher to go weiter. That's why we tell the person, you should know, we have food ready for you. In case you need it, we'll give it to you. Like, don't plot now. Here. All right, we'll stop here.